This past weekend saw one of the highlights of the year as the Sun Valley area put on an annual celebration to honor an industry that was around long before Sun Valley was known for its ski resort. As Rachel Cohen reports, the Trailing of the Sheep Festival weaves the history of the sheep herding industry in the valley that is still very much alive today.
Each October, a band of sheep makes its way down Ketchum's Main Street, past visitors from all over the world. After spending the summer in the mountains, the herders bring the sheep down to lower grazing grounds for the winter. Sheep herding has been prominent in the West since the mid-1800s, but this festival wasn't created until 1996, when a new bike path brought riders in contact with migrating sheep.
And suddenly, all the recreational people were a little surprised at the sheep droppings, because the sheep had also come through that same easement up and down the highway. And so they started calling us, and they were not happy. They were a little angry.
That was Diane Peavy, a founder of the festival, along with her husband, former state senator John Peavy. Together, they own Flat Top Ranch in Cary, one of the handful of ranches that herd sheep in the area. The year of the bike path frustration was also an election year, and John was running again for his position in the Idaho State Senate. He needed his constituent support, and that meant showing people what sheep herding is all about. The first year, the Peavys just invited people out to see the migration happen before their eyes.
It was cold in the morning and dark, and we had a coffee and a roll or something at the Western and loaded up when the daylight started to break. Went out and found the band, and people helped us move them down the valley.
Diane Peavy says the next year the attendance doubled.
And it just kept building and building. And we were getting calls from parents, could they bring their kids out after school? We were getting calls from teachers, could they bring their classrooms out to walk behind the sheep?
Since the first year, the festival has grown to include a crafts fair, several cooking and food events, and sheepdog trials. And the industry continues to change too. The Scottish and Basques are often credited with making sheep herding in Idaho what it is today. But now most herders who stay in the white wagons, tending to the sheep, are Peruvian. As the economy was getting better in Spain a couple decades ago, and most Basques in Idaho were moving on from rural jobs to places like Boise, there was a growing need for workers to fill the herding roles. The Peruvian sheep herders are on three-year H-2A visas, which are unique to the industry. After 3 years in the U.S., they must go back to Peru for 90 days. Then they can apply to come again. Last Friday, before the parade, two herders, Doroteo and Elvis, were out by Lake Creek with the sheep about to make their Main Street run. Doroteo has been working for rancher John Faulkner for 9 years. 27-year-old Elvis is on his first contract. He says the job is somewhat similar to what his family did in Peru.
In Peru, my father took care of cattle.
Doroteo says spending the summer with the herd in the mountains is his favorite part of the year-round job.
Pinos, osos, coyotes,
elcos. We see trees, birds, coyotes, elk. Watching them is fun for me. Summer is my favorite.
After bringing the sheep through Ketchum and down to the ranch, they'll help with shearing and lambing until it's back to the mountains next spring. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.